I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Don Fierstead here with some more outdoor information. A Minnesota man figures he's killed 150 deer during his decades of hunting, but certainly none like the buck he bagged recently. 78-year-old Jim Wackler was sitting in a lawn chair with his shotgun at his daughter's farm near St. Cloud last Friday when he heard corn rustling in the field. Then he spotted the tips of a massive 36-point rack. The buck stepped out from behind the corn and trotted toward the woods. Wackler said he told himself to concentrate on the shot and not on the huge rack, otherwise he'd miss. The Star Tribune out of Minnesota reports record keepers won't provide an official score of any trophy without first waiting the 60 days for the antlers to dry. Wackler said that for the first time in many years of hunting, he'll have this trophy mounted. Well, Custer State Park Fall Classic Bison Auction will be held Saturday the 19th. The Park Visitor Center, where approximately 244 head will be available. The tips turn in poachers hotline. Their year runs from July 1 of 2015 and ended this year, June 30th, 2016. In that period, there were 449 investigations that resulted in 193 arrests, and rewards paid were $4,495. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead.
Well, now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, and we're talking to Bryce McVicker, Boating Coordinator and Conservation Officer. And you know, it's real sad to say, but it seems like every year people get a jump, in their opinion, lawbreakers, on the deer season. Has there been any recent episodes of poaching?
Yeah, unfortunately there has been. In the same area that we've had some issues the last couple years, north of Watertown, near the casino, we had another deer poached on Friday night. Really frustrating for our department, really frustrating for the landowners that live out there that work really hard to raise these deer, and specifically really frustrating for me that this has been going on for the last 4 or 5 years, and we had it again happen this year. But we're asking the public for their help if they know anything about who may have potentially taken this nice buck in closed season at night, then we ask them to come forward. Like always, there's a reward involved for anybody that would provide information that leads to the rest of this individual or group of individuals. And they can either call me personally or call the TIPS hotline or the Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks office.
Well, Bryce, on the bright side, waterfowl moving into the area a little bit more in that Hamlin, Coddington, and Clark area.
Yeah, there has been. Waterfowl moving in, deer movement really on the rise. And with this cooler weather, hopefully pheasant hunting will pick up. So a lot of positives going in to the last part of November here.
Well, it seems like we're going to wind down on the fishing with the weather around the corner.
It seems that way. The next couple days are going to be pretty chilly, so I don't expect to see very many fishermen out over this opening East River deer season. But then after that, it looks like we're going to have some more mid-40s. And I think places like Lake Ponset or Bitter Lake, if that water stays open, we're probably going to see boats right down to the very end.
You know, Bryce, I haven't noticed it, but I guess there were some poles driven into the old Grover Tar Road. Would that be a state, county, or would that be to deter all traffic from the old part of the flooded highway, or do you know anything about that?
It's mainly there to deter through traffic. At this point, we're being told that we can allow fishermen to go through there and recreate, use that as fishing access area because it is an open road right away. The road has not been officially closed yet, but yes, you're right. There is some red diamond-shaped signs that are up right now, and as it sits, folks can still fish around those. Right now, they're just closed to through traffic.
Again, on the poaching deer case up by Casino, it's a 188 overbag, and your cell phone number?
My cell phone number is 881-2260, and the Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks office is 882-5200.
Bryce McVicker, Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we head up to the Webster, South Dakota office of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Brian Blackwell. And I guess, first of all, Brian, fishing a little bit less at Bitter and maybe a little bit more pressure at Wabay and then again at Rush?
Yeah, I would say that's what's going on. Maybe throw Opens in there as well. Every once in a while there will be a boat in. Even Reefs, we have a boat there once in a while. But Wabay has been the main lane. That north end, like we talked about last week, and some perch as well as walleyes, even, you know, maybe a crappie or two mixed in. But, you know, it's been a fairly good bite up on that north end of Wabay in the last few weeks when the wind's not blowing. We could be, you know, today, then tomorrow definitely is not going to be too conducive to fishing. And depending on what the weather does after that, it may be over until we ice up.
Yeah, it might be time for winterizing the boat, putting it away, and just move the mower off to the side, and the snow blower sets where the mower used to be.
Yeah, it sure looks like that could be what we're in for tomorrow.
Well, as far as duck hunting, you've had a chance to get out in the area. Are there more divers or migration of waterfowl in the Day County and areas?
You know, there's definitely more ducks in the area. I'd say we're still behind where we normally are this year. You're on some of the bigger waters, you're going to find some divers. There's some pockets of some mallards here and there. See a few in the evenings when I'm driving home, feeding in cornfields, but not a whole lot yet. There tend to be small flocks that are feeding. But overall, you know, I'd say we are up from last week on our ducks, and hopefully, you know, with this weather coming in, we'll get some more, and then we'll get some nice weather following it, and they'll stick around.
It always seems like there can be tremendous populations of waterfowl in the fall and bad weather on Bitter, and you can actually get around that lake. But at Wabay, that's a whole different thing. It'd be hard to know if that was even holding a lot of birds.
Right. They have some traditional areas where they're going to hold water open as the winter progresses, or as we progress towards winter. So there'll be people that know there's waterfowl on Wabay as well as Bitter. Some of these bigger waters definitely will hold the birds.
How are you hearing that the corn coming out in deer numbers? Does that look good?
I'd say majority of our corn is out now. Not hearing, you know, a lot of reports of high deer numbers. I think we're about average as far as we have been in the last couple of years. It would probably be a pretty, with the lack of, you know, with the corn being out and the lack of cover, I think, you know, hunters will do pretty well this weekend, just because once we get some snow on the ground, those deer will be a lot easier to see, and these still people should have pretty good luck.
Last thing, Brian, it seems like between Watertown and that Florence Wallace up to the Swan Lake area, it seems like they received a lot less rain. Maybe just some lakes in that zone maybe in trouble this winter if we have a lot of snow.
Yeah, there's a possibility. You know, a lot of those waters that were shallow to begin with, and you lose 2 to 3 foot off them throughout this summer. We're going into winter pretty shallow on some of them, and where we had a lot of vegetation, we're definitely looking at some issues. So yeah, it's very highly possible, you know, we will have some winter kill this year on some of these waters.
Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster office of Game, Fish, and Parks. Thank you. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Now we head up to the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge and with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Don Soderlund. And tell us about the last few days for migration and what's on the refuge now.
Well, speaking of Sand Lake, we've had some migration into it. The mallards are starting to stack up, and we've had some real good feeding fox and mallards around the refuge in that area in northern Brown County. And so that's kind of been exciting. The snow goose numbers are definitely increasing. We think there's probably over 100,000 of those on the refuge, in addition to all those other ducks we've talked about before, but they don't seem to leave the refuge too much. It's mainly the mallards and those snow geese really feeding actively now.
I've seen a few flocks of snow geese and white fronts and more mallards here between Clark, Hamlin, and Coddington County. But do you think, you know, North Dakota must be pretty loaded too?
I think northern North Dakota's got some birds. I heard northwest North Dakota wasn't too busy, but, you know, you go farther east, there's some more birds that way. So, you know, where they got some pockets of water up there, they've got some birds. There's no doubt about that.
You had a chance to check in with Devil's Lake at all in the last week or so?
No, unfortunately I haven't. I was over in the Webster area yesterday and definitely looked like some migration of mallards into that area. I could see quite a few mallards and also Canada geese. in bigger bunches out feeding in the fields and in some water where they hadn't been throughout the year. So like we talked about before, Don, I think it's here. People better get ready.
I think with the even though the earth is warm and you know, the ground's pretty warm, but if we get a bunch of snow and wind, it should be that Thursday afternoon, maybe through the weekend, that could be awful good hunting.
Absolutely. I think if you're a waterfowl hunter and you're not out this weekend, then you ought to not call yourself a waterfowl hunter anymore. It's going to be that kind of weekend.
If people want more information, who can they call or what number up at Sand Lake?
Well, you can check our website. We've got a migration report on there. I try to update that weekly, or at least when the migration changes. And then also you can call our office number at 885-6320 if you have any general questions or need any information.
Don Soderlund with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife at Sand Lake. Good hunting to you also.
You too, Don.
Now we head down to the Brookings Game Fish and Parks office talking to biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, going into winter, some ice fishing lakes, you know, could it kind of be maybe Oakwood, Sinai, Brush, Thompson, 81 Ponds, Lake Madison, would they be some of the top lakes maybe outside of Ponset?
Yeah, I think those are all good choices. You never know where the fish are going to bite through the ice, what's going to get going, what will get hot. But, you know, I think the one thing you can do is look at our Southeast Lakes net catches page on the Game Fish and Parks website, and you'll see which lakes have pretty good perch numbers, which lakes have pretty good walleye numbers, and I think that's a good place to start. You know, I think we've got pretty good panfish, pretty good perch in West Oakwood. Goldsmith actually has a pretty decent number of perch. Sinai still should have those crappies and some nicer walleyes. Lake Thompson's been quiet all fall, but it still has a pretty good fish population in it. I think Whitewood has the potential to be good again this year. Our survey catches were pretty decent there, as they were on West 81 Lake for perch, even though it really hasn't provided a lot of perch action this fall. Further south, you know, we distributed walleyes around those Minnehaha County lakes, Scott, Diamond, Island, even Lake Alvin down there. We had a source of adult walleyes that came out of two lakes, and those lakes have a really high potential for winter kill. The water depth is 4 feet or less. And so they've been catching fish, both walleyes and some perch on those lakes this fall, and I think they could be good going into the ice fishing season.
Would you think maybe Herman or Madison might be worth a choice also?
You never know with Madison. Madison's been good this fall for walleyes and some perch, but Madison's a weird duck. I mean, I've seen it be good in the fall, and then the fish just totally shut off in the wintertime. But I think it's worth a try at least once or twice, and you'll know. People will be trying it all winter, and if something starts going, there'll be people out there.
Dave Lucchese out of the Brookings Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks office, thank you. Now we head out to the Sheehan Waterfall Unit on Grey Goose Road. That's north of Pier, and talking to Tim Withers with the Game Fish and Parks. And Tim, maybe bring people up to date, not take it for granted, but where is the Sheehan Waterfall Unit from Pier? How big is it, and how does it work?
Well, we got around 35,000 acres. We currently are operating a waterfowl program on. We started in 1998 with the program. Got some great landowners. Trying to think of things that we can visit about here.
How do you get there from Pier? What's the easiest way?
We're 15 miles north of Pier. Probably the easiest way is up 1804. Get on to Grey Goose Road. It's about 3 miles north of Pier, and then follow Grey Goose Road on up into Sully County onto a gravel road, and can't miss our signs. We got signs and lights out when we're up and running, so drawings then take place an hour before sunrise each day when we start getting birds around.
Yeah. Well, you have a number of fields with pits in. Other ones, you bring lay-down blinds. There's also walk-in ones for pass shooting, and that is that around the mail shack area?
You know, yeah, we have a big variety of stuff there. We got, some, the registration, which is, more restricted for, they do have to do that registration in the mornings, but, we have what we call unrestricted, that the guys can come in and hunt whenever they, whenever they feel like, maybe they missed the drawing or maybe they, just didn't get the field they wanted. A lot of them will go there, as long as it's, it's kind of on a first-come, first-served basis deal on them. And there's also walk-in areas that are, they're primarily, they're set up for, they're mainly for waterfowl hunting, even though they're walk-in type stuff.
And as far as, is the Sportsman's Atlas or the book that it's in, it's available with, and it shows it all laid out in the magazine, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's in, it's towards the back of the Hunting Atlas. I believe it was like on page 83. I'm running off the top of my head on
that.
Yeah,
that's okay.
It kind of explains the special rules for the program, how this place operates, that type of stuff.
Well, you really probably haven't had any migration with this weather, have you?
No, we've seen, a few birds here and there. One of the guys out working in the fields for me, he saw like 20 small geese come in the cow creek the other day, so it isn't really a, they kind of go in and sit there maybe for the day, maybe get a drink of water and take off again type stuff as
well. Well, Tim Withers out at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit, thank you, and we'll be visiting with you when the geese get around the pier area, and we'll talk to you later.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.